Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis. That's the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard a new breed and Wasting My Time, single released on Polaris in 1966. Polaris Records and Studios, right in Inman Square in Cambridge, not too far from the current site of WMFO, from about 1965 or so to about 68. I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation of Polaris story. We went on Backus Archives in 1991. Well, at the Righteous Brothers and their iconic single, an oft-covered single, Little Latin Loopy Lou, and I don't know that I've played this on the air since around the 80s sometime. Anyway, the Righteous Brothers and Little Latin Loopy Lou, a single released on Moon Glow in 1962. But I ain't gonna lie, I got off the best of thing. The history of the Righteous Brothers came out on MGM in 1972. Well, I don't know that it's because, well, who's gonna go up and make a music for adult film? Back up to the bumper boogie. Get that off the compilation Inside Deep Note, music of 1970s adult cinema. In on OST Gramophone Platen in Denmark in 2005. Unknown origin on that track. For that, you heard the Link Ray and the Raymen with the Swag, the B-side to Rumble, and also that was the title track, or the theme track to Pink Flamingos, 7-inch release on Cadence in 1958. And we kicked up the set, the last set of the first hour, with the Dynamics and Heaven Bless the Working Girl from the Lady of the Evening LP. Came out on Audio Dimension in 1975. Hats off to Joe Lacy. That's another Joe Lacy find for this very show. Anyway, coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows and so much more. This is the birthday edition, my birthday edition, of the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Saturday night, me and my baby, we had creature swooped down in the gloom and rode away with me on her broom.
Oh, Earthman, I've come to take you.
As we got there, I knew why. The shakes and the shivers ran down my spine. It was the land of the female Frankenstein.
Oh, Earthman, you're gonna like it.
It in their hair. I tried to run, but what could I do? They had four legs where I had two. They hugged me for breakfast, squeezed me for lunch, and just like bananas, they kissed me a bunch. Weren't no stopping them, no siree. And that was the start of the finish of me. They had me. Like Macbeth, 'cause they hugged and squeezed and kissed me to death. So take care, brother, whatever you do, don't let the screaming meanies get you, or you'll be.
Please don't be no, for Christ's sake.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go.
Thank you. gotta tell ya, it isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and Mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone." Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down as I thought about my boy back in Greenville Town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear. But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you." Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker. I'll catch you again." Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. And I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19, came a voice on the air. Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye.
I had a French girl somewhere. She looked at me. She said, "You're cute." And then she told me, "You're meant to come into the best lovers." And then she said, "Well, you're meant to come into comedians that are best lovers." And I walked away. I figured I was too good for her. Who the hell needs that? So I didn't tell her.
Un jour que dans la rue, seul je me promenais, un garçon inconnu, soudain m'a accosté. J'ai fait celle qui n'entendait rien, ne voyait rien et l'ignorait. Mais ça a raté, le lendemain par hasard, comme je me promenais, je l'ai vu sans retard venir me relancer. Pour le décourager, je lui ai parlé de moi sans arrêt. Mais ça a raté, il m'a dit: que faites-vous ce soir? Et il a si bien insisté que jusqu'à minuit et plus tard, ensemble, oui, nous avons twisté. Si bien insisté que jusqu'à minuit et plus tard, ensemble, oui, nous avons twisté. On se voit chaque jour et dois-je l'avouer, je suis prise à mon tour, car je crois bien l'aimer. Moi qui voulais à tout prix l'éviter, je suis bien heureuse que ça ait raté. Moi qui voulais à tout prix l'éviter, je suis bien heureuse que ça ait raté. Moi qui voulais tout prix.
You know the trouble with me? I appeal to everyone who can do me absolutely no good.
I'm the one who cracks the whip and holds the upper hand. I'll beat you, mistreat you, till you quiver and quail. The female of the species is more deadly than the male. When you mess with me, you're fooling around with the flame. When you you've been burned, you've only yourself to blame. I'll hurt you, desert you, if you ever should fail. The female of the species is more deadly than the male. There's no doubt about it, I'll take my hat and go. When our affair cools down, so long I can do without it. I'll find myself another man, I'll find myself a clown. I'm just like a gambler, you have to take a chance. With me you play a long shot, when you gamble on romance, the payoff is way off. Here's the point of the tale, the female of the species is more deadly than the male.
Yeah, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard Meg Miles from the motion picture, Satan and I Heal. Came out in 1962, and I do recommend this movie. highly, by the way. I should be able to pick up a DVD copy somewhere on the internet. All right, you can check out The Usual Suspects on that one. Meg Miles with The Female of the Species. I got off the compilation Something Weird Related. Something Weird's Greatest Hits. It came out on Modern Harmonic in 2018. Well, yeah, Francoise Hardy was Sa'arete. It failed, so did my French. Anyway, I get that off the LP. The Yeah Yeah Girl from Paris came out of Four Corners of the World in 1966. It was released here. We didn't have a English lyrics album until Loving on Reprise came out on 1968, I believe. Anyway, before that, the Tearjerker of the Week from Red Solvine and Teddy Bear. 7-inch release on Starday in 1975. Well, that this week's song that everybody knows from Down Under, the Easy Beats, and Friday on My Mind, from the Best Of thing, Gonna Have a Good Time, came on a Retroactive in 1999, originally released on United Artists, both in the United States and the UK in 1966. And we kicked off the set, the first set of the second hour, with Merv Griffin and the Screaming Meanies of Planet X. A track originally released from the Cotton label in 1961, but I ain't gonna lie. It was a compilation, Destination Forbidden Planet, came out on Bear Family earlier this year. Anyway, why don't we get back into it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Your heart soon discovers. So I am sailing away on Heartbreak Bay to the island of forgotten
personnel the computer picked from the doll squad.
Oh, Carol Pierce, Charisse Mitchell, two very good girls.
I suggest you start with them. They both worked space flight security before.
Well, I'll be in touch as soon as I round up the girls. Gentlemen?
Thank you. This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up, just like that?
Giving up on what?
On getting an inheritance from a distant relative.
Don't you think if there were a billionaire in the family, we'd know about it by now?
Listen to me, we are one phone call away from riding horses on our own private polo grounds. One call from christening yachts, having a butler, using summer as a verb.
How do you figure?
Look, everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere. It's statistics. So the best thing you can do is just prepare for the inevitable.
Right, which is why I thought maybe it would be smart to take control of my finances. You know, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some retirement goals.
Budgets? Debt? You watch your mouth. Retirement shouldn't be a goal for us. It should be a way of life.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. You just heard the Orlons channeling Gary U.S. Bonds and Not Me, a 7-inch release on Cameo in 1963. But then Dave and the Datomics did Datomic Orbit, another track I got off a compilation, Destination Forbidden Planet. They were on a Bear Family earlier this year, originally released on the Van label in 1965. But then Nicholas Karras with the theme from the film Doll Squad, from the Doll Squad original motion picture soundtrack, came out on Modern Harmonic last year. It was from the motion picture Doll Squad, directed by Ted B. Michael, came out in 1973, featuring Tora Santana. And we kicked off the set the next to last set of the evening with Harry Como and the Island of Forgotten Lovers, a 7-inch release on RCA Victor in 1962. Anyway, there will be coming up on August 26th, will be another repeat episode. I just want to work those in every once in a while to give myself a little bit of a break from preparing shows and also kind of to recharge new batteries a little bit. Anyway, we've got about, 20 minutes to go. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Indestructible moon monsters. Their ghastly mission, death for all humans. What astounding technical developments are being made to protect mankind. Robot Monster brings you an actual preview of the devastating forces of our future. Unsuspected revelations of incredible horrors that will terrify you with their brutal reality.
There is no escape from me. Fool humans, there is no escape.
Arthur here, and I have a radio show on WMFO. Incidentally, from finding Alex on the radio dial when I relocated here. And I'll tell you what, you're listening to the best show on the college radio dial in Boston and or the .com. The Desperate Hour and a Quarter. If only Alex would elect to play less drop-ins like these, and by golly, we'd get more music to enjoy. Thanks, Alex.
Chuck Yu. I do radio both here at WMFO and down the road at WMBR. But on Thursday nights, I prefer to listen to my radio. More specifically, The Desperate Hours with Alex. Stay tuned to keep on rocking with The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours.
The Desperate Hours. The Desperate Hours.
Right here on WMFO, Medford.
I just knew in my heart it
wasn't right to lose you. That's the way you wanted it. So what else could I do? I always loved you for many a day. Now I'm sad and blue because I lost you today. I never wanted it to end that way. I just knew in my heart it wasn't right to lose you. You were never true, always wanting someone new. My heart is aching more than you ever know. I'm pining for you so much, how can I go on? Just don't know where to go. Now that you're gone, I just knew in my heart it wasn't right to lose you. Tell me, where did I fail? When I tried so hard to hold on to you and love you too. Angry words were spoken and you called me a fool. Now you won't listen to what I say. I never meant it that way. Just knew in my heart it wasn't right to lose you. Tell me, where did I fail? When I tried so hard, I always loved you for many a day.
You're listening to the king of Todd Farr, Mr. Alex Piendez, on the Desperate Hours. WMFO.
Je veux pas seulement aimer, pas d'amour. S'il a d'autres paradis, ashamed?
No, sir, I'm very proud.
Jettison the clue, he was 12 years old. Fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug. 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Those are people who died, died. 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 They're all my friends, they just died. Cheaper and Georgie let the gimmicks go rotten. So they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. In Vietnam, bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wed. They were two more friends of mine. Two more friends that died. From a hotel room, Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tombs. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. And I salute you, brother. That his rage was just some goof. But Herbie sure gave Tony some bitch and proof. And Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly. Tony died. On a narco rap, he beat the rap by ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day he got offed by the very same biker. Old, fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug on 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. Looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Georgie let the gimmicks go rotten. It died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam took a bullet in the head. Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wed. They were two more friends of mine. I miss them, they died. Dried up from a hotel room. Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tomb. Judy turned in front of the subway train. And Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. Eddie, I miss you more than all the others. This song is for you, my brother.
You see what you've done? You stopped the show.
Oh, yeah, they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Memphis, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, track, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-coulda's, and never-were's from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for 2 hours each and every Thursday evening between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m., I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show. You heard a 4 minute and 57 second wake-up call for those of you who might have been dozing off. Jim Carroll Band with People Who Died off the Catholic Boy LP came out on Echo in 1980. For that, Manoush Barelli did Boom Bada Boom from the Alta Chicks Volume 5 compilation. Came out on Y2K, originally released on CBS in France in 1967. For that, Bonnie Graham with the third song poem of the evening with I Just Knew in My Heart from the Song Poem Archive Music Volume 5, Life is a Flame, originally came out on the preview label, and of course, no original release date on that. Before that, you heard Donnie with Sans Asterisk, and off the Alta Chicks Volume 6 compilation, came out in 2002, originally released on the Ducaté Thompson label in France in 1966. Before that, Bernard Gerard did La Crocodile Portacle, the crocodile keychain, from the compilation Chic Sauvage, French soundtrack 68-73. It's off the same label as the VHN Chitter series, you know, the Y2K. Originally released in the RCA Victor label in France in 1970, from the film De Vacasse and Or Vacations of Gold. Before that, you heard The Flirtations kick off the last of the evening. Flirtations are nothing but a heartache. 7-inch came out on DRM in 1969. Anyway, if you want to relive the horror, you can download the archive by going to the WMFO website at www.wmfo.org. Go to schedule, go to Thursday, scroll down to Desperate Hours Alex, and by the good grace of DMCA, the playlist and the archive are there for 2 weeks after this very broadcast. And also, I do post them to the Desperate Hours and WMFO Facebook page and group. Anyway, I'm going to leave you off with this week's Savvy Showstopper with Conway Twitty. My name is Alex, as always. The pleasure is mine. Be talking at you next week. Take care.
What she'll think about my leaving. Wish I could be there hidden if she cries. Cause leaving really won't be worth my trouble if I can't see the teardrops fill her eyes. Wish I could be there standing by her window when she finds the note about me being gone. But still, I'd like to know it if I'm wrong.
I wonder what she'll think about me leaving. I'd like to see her standing all alone. She hurts at all, I'd like to know
it happened. I wonder if she'll even know I'm gone. I wonder if she'll notice that I